Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, it's a Wednesday evening, and of course, this is when we always tend to focus on all things Ekasinomics, a new feature that has been introduced here to Kaya Biz since we're able to explore conversations for more than 2 hours now. And to help us unpack this, we're joined by the president of ABSIB, which is, of course, the Black Securities and Investment Professionals, who recently hosted an imbizo to unpack some of the solutions we need to provide to revitalize the township economy. Osipho Letega, who's the president of ABSIB, joins us to give us more insight. Osipho, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Good evening, Gugu. Thank you for having me, and good evening to your listeners as well.
I must say, I'm quite excited to understand some of the insight that has been shared, because I do believe there will be a follow-up to the previous webinar that was held. But maybe let's start with getting an overview of the priority that's being focused now on the township economy, and why it was important for ABSIB not only to host this conversation, but the kind of themes that were explored in the most recent webinar that was held.
Thank you very much for that question, Gugu. We are actually having a follow-on on this Saturday. That's how important and urgent the issue of the township economy is to us. And we'll be holding two more after this Saturday. What drove us here, Gugu, we had always planned to have a conversation as the financial services sector around, when we say we are transformed as a sector, how come the township economy is not showing this transformation? Because those are the economies that are supposed to have been the biggest beneficiaries of transformation in financial services, right? Because capital comes from financial services. So I think the most recent events, of course, catalyzed, or rather made it urgent for us to have the conversation earlier than what we had planned. And what we really sought to do this past weekend, Gugu, was to talk to the people that are running businesses in the townships, people on the ground who know the township market, the township economy better than us, who do not necessarily work there or live there anymore, so that they can surface the real issues that are affecting or impeding the success and the growth of the township economy, and really looking at it at a structural level, because what we see on the surface are the results of structural challenges. And, you know, I mean, the key things that really that came out were the importance of building sustainable economies or sustainable businesses within the townships. We spoke about industrialization happening in the townships, because right now industrialization happens in the urban areas and around the townships, but not in the townships. And, you know, we spoke about things like meaningful inclusion. So there was a debate, for instance, around were shopping centers a good thing or a bad thing to be done in the townships. And the reality is that they have decimated a lot of your mom and pop stores that we grew up buying Magwinya from. So the question was, when they came into the township, shouldn't the strategy have rather been to create shop spaces for those businesses that were already operating in the township, as opposed to displacing them with your big measures like your Pick and Pays or your ShopRite, which actually is what has happened. And that is part of the reason why we saw the death of thriving businesses that we grew up depending on. So it was really good, yeah.
Indeed, and I'm looking forward to the upcoming one, as you mentioned, which will then focus not only on, I believe, regulators, but also the participation of not only regulators, I'll find the email, but of course also other participants and government, I believe, actually, to come on board. Yeah. And that raises a very interesting point, Osipho, because what I understand as some of the insight that came out from the webinar was that the township economy is home to at least 60% of the South African population who actually make purchases within that environment. Localization is what you've highlighted is quite important. And it does seem as though, because there's so many stakeholders, this does call for not only ongoing active engagement, but really needs to be inclusive. And sometimes in being inclusive, perhaps that's where some of the challenges lie, to make sure that the vision is aligned. Are there some ideas or some sentiment that has been shared around that common vision to make it successful for everyone, I guess, in terms of shared value?
No, absolutely. Shared value was a very core theme. I mean, we might not have used the terminology, but certainly the sentiment was exactly that, Gugu. I mean, there was a view that we need to enter into a new social compact between ourselves and our various stakeholders, you know, as citizens. This weekend, we are focusing specifically on government and regulators, because the reality is that a lot of our regulations, even though they are well-intended, the manner in which they are then executed actually is one of the reasons why small businesses die, by the way. There's a view, I had a very interesting conversation with Dr. Padilu Hosa a few days ago where he was saying to me that the policies that we have developed in this country are not relevant for a developmental economy. They might be relevant for Sentin, maybe they might be relevant for Europe, but they're not relevant for Africa. So they are world-class policies that are well-intended, but they do not work within the context of where we are as a country. So, you know, those are the things that we're going to then be putting to government this week at a national government level, provincial, and we've also invited the municipalities because they are in charge of the bylaws, which are actually the very laws that have a direct impact on businesses in the township.
Yes.
To say, you know, have you considered, you know, how some of the regulations actually have a negative impact on entrepreneurs, and what are we going to do to unlock that? What are we going to do to change that? And urgency, when at Google, because right now, I mean, the reason why we're doing this every weekend for about 4 weekends is because we're saying the matter is urgent, and we want to find solutions. So we're also very, very focused on finding solutions and finding partners, and this is very, very important, finding partners that will work together with people in the township economy, supporting a lot of the initiatives that are already on the ground, because we need to be very careful not to continue with this approach where we come in and we implement what we think are the right solutions and then
and
they don't
leave.
Work. And then we leave and then we wonder why they are not working. So that's why we were very clear that we want to first talk to the people. They should tell us what is needed, and then we'll go to the partners that are going to unlock. So that's what we are now focused on, is absolutely to say, how do we unlock, how do we resolve, how do we remove the obstacles so that we can see the thriving of township economies. Because, Gugu, if you remember, when we were growing up, the township economies were thriving in their own little way,
even
though they were not meant to. But we were dependent and self-sufficient within our little communities. And all of a sudden, when the malls came and democracy came, we are now all wanting to go and buy in downtown Joburg, in Sandton, and various other places. And we also are looking at solutions to make sure that the rent stays it circulates in the economy, because the township has got 60% of our population residing there, and all of these people work, right?
Yes.
But the money does not get spent in the township, or at least a significant amount of the money does not get spent there. So we're also looking at ways of how do we make sure that the money that we earn from wherever we work actually stays and circulates in the township economy so that it can grow. One of the reasons why we are not growing our economies in the township is that we spend our money outside of the township. And for us to be able to spend that money within the township, it means that there has to be proper infrastructure, there have to be proper facilities, there have to be proper businesses that meet our needs within a walking distance or within the communities that we live in. So these are the types of solutions we're trying to really better understand with the help of the people on the ground, and ensure that whatever interventions we then introduce are in support of what they are saying needs to be done, and not presumptuous about what we think needs to be done.
Indeed. Osbulo, what you've really described is efforts to make sure that we rewrite the script around the development of the township economy. And I'm also quite intrigued and excited, because I know entrepreneurship and venture capital is a key area of focus for you and your background. And I'm intrigued by the opportunity that this might present to cultivate an environment for increased entrepreneurial activity within the township economy. Is this also a potential solution that might have been tabled or could be solicited?
Without a doubt, you know me too well. For me, entrepreneurship has to be the center, at the center of us finding real wealth creation solutions for ourselves as Africans. I don't think I think through entrepreneurship we can create wealth, and we can create generational wealth for that matter. And we should not be apologetic about it. We should be very deliberate about it. So, of course, entrepreneurial initiatives are right at the center of some of the solutions that we are looking at, where we will be looking at capacity building initiatives, even skills. Because, you know, the future of the world is in digital technology. And one of the things we are looking at is bringing digital technology skills training initiatives in the township, so that people don't have to leave Tembisa or Soweto to go somewhere in Johannesburg to go and get training, but rather bring those facilities and put them in the township so that people can walk there, get the necessary skills that they require. And luckily with the digital technology skills, not all of them require you to have even got a degree. So with a matric, for instance, you can be trained how to become a programmer or how to become a coder. You know, so there are solutions, there are low-hanging fruit to an Agugu that we can really immediately implement. But in the long term, at the center of everything that I do, I always want to see the entrepreneur coming out And the more entrepreneurs we can see coming out, I think the better for the future of the township economy, because we can start building real wealth in the hands of Africans that live in these economies.
Indeed. Thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate the perspective you've provided. And of course, these ongoing engagements that we all need to actively participate in to be part of the solution in order to keep the township economy alive. Thank you so much to the president of EPSIP, Osipho Leteka, who is giving us some insight into the recent and upcoming Imbizo that's going to be held in order to focus on the revitalization of the township economy. The follow-up will be held also this weekend. Visit the EPSIP website for further details regarding registration.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.